It's The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, filling in for Tenzina Vega, who is reporting in Puerto Rico this week. We return now to North Carolina and the aftermath of Florence. In Wilmington, flooding has effectively isolated the city, and rescue efforts are underway. But residents are also facing the potential fallout from a toxic coal ash spill. On Saturday, Duke Energy, the region's major power provider, confirmed that floodwaters had caused a breach of a coal ash landfill near the Cape Fear River. Kemp Burdett, a Wilmington native, monitors the lower Cape Fear River as a river keeper for the Waterkeeper Alliance. Burdett is also witnessing the aftermath of one of the area's hardest hit by the storm. Kemp, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Kemp, you are in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Wilmington is currently cut off from the rest of the state because of flooding. What is that like for you?
Well, the studio here doesn't have electricity still. We're running on a generator. There are a lot of down power lines. A lot of the city is still without power. The immediate danger in the city has passed. There is very little gas in town, long lines at gas stations. I've heard of people waiting 6 hours in line at gas stations. We're not seeing, you know, as many relief efforts, I think, as we would have had the roads been open. Waters are still coming up, and so it's a real challenge for folks trying to get back home after the storm. It's a challenge for folks trying to get here from other places.
And I understand one of the dangers is a coal ash plant as well. For people who do not live near a coal plant, what is coal ash? What does it look like? What does it do? Why is it dangerous?
Coal ash is what is left over after you burn coal to create electricity at a power generation plant. And because of that, it's much more toxic, has a lot of heavy metals in it. It's kind of a black or gray ash, and for decades it's been stored in these unlined pits, frequently very close to waterways.
And there was a breach of this coal ash landfill. Do you know what caused the breach?
Well, you know, the ultimate cause was heavy rains associated with the storm, but a berm surrounding containment area for coal ash failed and released an enormous amount of this stored ash kind of into a torrent that then ran down and out of view.
So what are the actual health concerns of coal ash spills?
Well, you know, coal ash contains a lot of toxic heavy metals like arsenic and chromium. These compounds have significant impacts on the ecosystem, on aquatic life, on fish. And so, you know, one concern, those toxins are then going to find their way into the food chain and eventually onto somebody's table. People are out in this water right now trying to get their homes in order in high water. And so they'll be coming into contact with this water more frequently, and it could have coal ash in it. So people would be coming in direct contact with that.
And as a Cape Fear River keeper, what will it mean to this community if coal ash does reach the river?
Well, it'll be just it'll be another kind of hit on our water. You know, we here in southeastern North Carolina are very connected to water. Wilmington is surrounded. We have the Atlantic Ocean on the east and the Cape Fear River on the west. Water is kind of a way of life here, and we've had a number of attacks on our water, and this would be another example of public trust water, our water. This isn't Duke's water. This is our water being contaminated by irresponsible industry.
Kemp Burdett, Cape Fear Riverkeeper and resident of Wilmington, North Carolina. Be safe out there, Kemp.
Thank you.
Let's stay in North Carolina, where coal ash spills are not the only environmental concern following Hurricane Florence. Frank Holloman is a senior attorney with Southern Environmental Law Center in North Carolina. Hi, Frank.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. What are other potential environmental threats?
Well, in addition to coal ash, a big concern are hog waste lagoons that sit beside the rivers containing liquid manure and urine. And then, as in many places where you have industrial development, there'll be other chemical and other waste sites that could be inundated by floods. And when their property gets flooded, people can be exposed directly to the pollutants that come from animal waste, hog waste, as well as coal ash.
And so how are these environmental threats heightened by a hurricane or any other kind of natural disaster?
Well, you know, if we stored all this waste safely and kept it away from our rivers, and we wouldn't have this kind of fear every time there's a hurricane. Mm. But because this waste is stored primitively in these open pits directly next to our rivers, every time there's a hurricane, every time there's a flood, we face these threats that the winds, the tidal surge, and then the floods that occur afterwards as all the rainfall makes its way down to the ocean through all these rivers will cause this waste to escape these lagoons and flow over people's property and into our rivers.
And talk to me about North Carolina's responses to spills. Do you think the state has enacted rules that prevent spills?
No, unfortunately, although sometimes we make fitful starts toward progress. Unfortunately, our state government is often subject to effective lobbying and persuasion by the industrial interests who actually are responsible for the pollution and the dangerous storage.
Mm. And are there racial or socioeconomic disparities in terms of who is impacted when things go wrong?
Oh, yes. Around many of these sites, there are communities of people who are low income or communities of color and rural communities. And these communities are often less able than anyone else either to move away or to deal with the consequences of dangerous storage practices. Their property their property values can be reduced. They can suffer health effects. And they, unfortunately, are not able to adequately deal with the threats they can face in their own community. At the same time, it's always important to emphasize bad storage of coal ash, bad storage of hog waste affects everybody because we all use our rivers, we all drink the water, we all appreciate our natural resources, but oftentimes rural communities, communities of color, low-income communities are hit the hardest.
And going forward, it seems that stronger storms like Florence may strike the United States more often. How should that affect our environmental thinking and ability to prevent future spills that pose a health risk to the public?
Well, really, all we have to do is use common sense and let common sense overcome the power of lobbying by polluters. And that is, we know we have always had serious hurricanes, but we're having more of them, and they appear to get stronger and stronger, as well as regular floods and heavy rainfall. And as the sea level rises, the risks get even greater. So all we need to do really is do the sensible thing and get this waste that's stored in these pits right on the edge of our river and move it away so that every time we have a hurricane, we won't have to be having conversations like this one.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Frank Holloman is the senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center in North Carolina.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.